I am Roberta Schultz. I first encountered Burgoo at the Simon Kenton Festival in Old Washington, Kentucky. A group of historic interpreters were bubbling some up in a large cast iron kettle over a fire they tended most of the day in front of the visitor's center. As festival goers stopped to enjoy the smells and ask questions about the contents of the kettle, I learned that this distinctive Kentucky stew, or soup, might contain up to three kinds of wild game. The old Washington recipe called for squirrel meat to stay authentic to the pioneer period, 1790 through 1830, portrayed in that historic river settlement which eventually became Maysville. Award-winning author and chef Albert W. A. Schmid serves up a feast of recipes, history, and lore in his new book from University Press of Kentucky, Burgoo, Barbecue, and Bourbon, a Kentucky Trinity. Schmid is the current director of culinary arts and hospitality management at Guilford Technical Community College in Jamestown, North Carolina. But it was his past position as former director of the hotel restaurant management and hospitality management at Sullivan University in Louisville, Kentucky, that led Schmid to the archives of Western Kentucky University, where he waded into 2,400 local and regional recipe books that were a gift to the Special Collections Library. In the preface to his book, Schmid admits that he barely made a dent in researching this large collection. However, he compiles new and forgotten versions of regional dishes from the time of Daniel Boone to the present, and uncovers many lost recipes such as mush biscuits, Kentucky tombstone pudding, and the original Kentucky whiskey cake. Six chapters provide the aspiring Burgoo cook with sides, pairings, and drinks to accommodate gatherings ranging small to very large. Schmid often includes substitutions and notes from recipe contributors, along with some historical perspective and lore. The author opens his chapter on Burgoo by quoting food writer Ronnie Lundy. "If gumbo is the national stew of Cajun country, then Burgoo is the stew of Kentucky." The origin of the word Burgoo itself is somewhat murky. It may have come from the porridge served to sailors in the 1700s, or from the town of Burgoo, spelled B-E-R-G-O-O, West Virginia, which is in Webster County. Or it might possibly be a slur of bird stew, since it was used to feed soldiers who would get their food from wild things in the woods, like game birds and squirrels. Whatever the origin, many of the recipes included in this chapter contain massive amounts of ingredients, as they were meant to literally feed an army. Schmid shares several of the historic recipes along with newer ones, like the one used at Kentucky Colonel Barbecues. The chapter closes with how Burgoo ingredients and recipes have changed to address modern family size and tastes for meat. The second chapter involves the traditional pairing of regional barbecue alongside Burgoo. Here, too, the recipes might serve 500 people or five, depending on the occasion and historical context. Pork, chicken, and beef barbecue recipes are included, with the largest recipe calling for a pair of hogs weighing at least 220 pounds, prepared for roasting, with head, knees, and skin removed. Or if you like your barbecue beefy and ground, or chicken-based, there are intimate recipes that will serve a family or small dinner party as well. Other chapters offer recipes for sides, bourbon drinks, breads, and desserts that would most likely grace the table of a Burgoo and barbecue gathering. Think Fancy Farm, that premier Kentucky political picnic held in the western part of the state each August. I was most interested in the various bread recipes included in this volume, like spoon bread, chili cheese cornbread, sourdough bread, and even beer bread. My husband collected a recipe for beer bread by scribbling it on an envelope during one of his fly fishing weekends. We love to pair a loaf or two of that basic bread with a hearty soup in winter. So I was interested to compare our recipe for beer bread with the one Schmid suggests for a Burgoo and barbecue theme. The bourbon drink recipes are plentiful, and range from high balls to punches like bourbon slush. I also found a really simple recipe in the dessert section for sweet potato pie. Although those searching for more signature Kentucky recipes like mint juleps and transparent pie will not be disappointed. In the preface, Albert Schmidt asserts that he wrote this book to help preserve Kentucky cuisine. By choosing from the burgoo, barbecue, bread, sides, drinks, and dessert recipes his research has uncovered, a motivated cook can create a complete Kentucky-themed meal based on this regional stew. You can find a link to Burgoo, Barbecue, and Bourbon by Albert W. A. Schmid at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.